AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis praises Catholic bishops during a prayer service with them at St. Matthew's Cathedral this afternoon in Washington. In this, through an interpreter, Francis lauded church leaders for their efforts towards immigration.
I follow closely the immense efforts you have made to welcome and integrate immigrants.
He also thanked them for taking measures against clergy abuse.
We have to hope that such crimes will never repeat themselves.
Francis was greeted earlier today at the White House by President Obama. Mark Smith with more.
Amid the pomp and pageantry of the South Lawn, the pontiff introduced himself as a son of immigrants, the kind who built this country, and went from immigration to another hot-button issue, global warming.
A problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
For the president, this is the kind of statement that shakes Americans out of their complacency.
But I believe such discomfort is a blessing, for it points to something better.
He says Francis sets an example of the Lord's most powerful message, mercy. Mark Smith at the White House.
Everywhere the Pope goes in Washington, throngs of people line the streets. Jim Zenny, who was in the crowd along Constitution Avenue, says the Pope has the feel of a common man.
Showing that he is of the people, which is what the Catholic Church is about, and for the people by the way he dresses and everything. So he's like, he's with us.
Later this afternoon, Francis will preside over a mass in which California mission founder Junipero Serra will be canonized as a saint. Another body has been found in a burned-out home in Northern California, raising the death toll to 6 from 2 of the state's most destructive wildfires in recent memory. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 48. The Nasdaq has gained 4. This is AP Radio News. VW's top executive is resigning. Julie Walker with more.
Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn says he's stepping down in the interest of the company as it grapples with the emissions scandal. The embattled CEO says he's acting in the interest of the company even though he's not aware of any wrongdoing on his part. Prosecutors in Germany say they're considering whether to open an investigation into the Volkswagen emissions scandal. And here in the U.S., several law firms are filing class action lawsuits against the automaker over its admission that it used special software to get its cars to pass U.S. emissions tests. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump says he's done appearing on Fox News shows for the foreseeable future because he doesn't like the network's coverage of his presidential campaign. The leading Republican candidate tweets Fox News has been treating him very unfairly and that he stopped appearing on its shows. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.